I don't know if you've noticed this, you probably have, but the news lately has been discouraging. It seems like no matter which side of the U.S. political aisle you're on, you're probably not terribly happy with the way things are going. But I recently talked to a guy who feels pretty differently about this place many of us call home. And maybe, not coincidentally, he's British.
Joey Mellows is my name. I set up a very silly Twitter handle, which is Baseball Brit. And for better or worse, that's how I'm known now.
I'm going to stick to Joey, though, if that's all right.
Yeah, I prefer Joey, Karen, so that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Growing up on the south coast of England, Joey Mellows, the Baseball Brit, didn't know anything about baseball. But he did know that everyone around him seemed to be on the same path. Joey calls it a conveyor belt. Study hard, get good grades, go to university, meet someone you can spend your life with, buy a car, take on a mortgage, have a baby. In 2014, when Joey was approaching 30 years old, he decided to take a job teaching in South Korea. Why?
It was a romance that ended, and I did the perfectly rational thing of moving 5,000 miles to get away from all the bad memories.
About a year later, Joey's parents came out for a visit. Then all three of them flew to Japan to see the cherry blossoms. That's where Joey's next romance began.
I was in a bar in Osaka, and there was a game on the bar television, and there was this huge chap with a big belly. I said to the barman, I said, "Who is this guy?" He said, "Oh, that's CC Sabathia." And I was like, "Oh, crikey." And I said, like, "What sport is this?" And he said, "This is MLB, this is baseball."
Joey asked his hotel concierge, and sure enough, there was a game in Osaka that night. He took his mom and his dad, and he got himself a beer.
You know, growing up in England with soccer, you can't drink a beer in view of the field in your seat. So that was a real novelty.
So other than the ability to drink beer at your seat, what did you like about baseball?
I like the pace. And I know that's not a popular opinion at the moment in particular, but the pace of play, the game took just over 3 hours, I think. And it gave us time to talk. And I'd say, you know, we had some of the best conversations together, you know, possibly for years, whilst we were sat in between innings trying to work out what was going on.
Joey went back on his own the next night to try to understand the game better. And for the next 4 years, while living in Korea, Joey watched MLB games in the morning and Korean games at night, trying to learn everything he could. But to really understand how a love of baseball could completely transform Joey Mellows' life, you have to know one more thing about him. When he was a kid, Joey watched a lot of movies, American movies. And while watching movies like Easy Rider, Joey became fascinated with the idea of taking a road trip across the U.S., seeing the cities and the wide open spaces, talking to the people. And when he discovered baseball, he figured he'd found the perfect excuse to go from place to place. He announced his plans in a video posted to Twitter.
A very good afternoon, everybody. It's all true. I've made a pretty life-changing slash poor decision to quit my job as a teacher in order to attend 162 baseball games in 2019. Born to be
wild. I started in Japan. That was where the Major League Baseball season began between the Oakland Athletics and the Seattle Mariners.
After Japan, Joey flew back to South Korea to see opening day in the Korean League. And then he flew to the U.S., where he hit the open road. He saw major league games, minor league games, college games. He even visited the Field of Dreams movie site.
All right, America. Joey here, Baseball Brit. I'm currently stood in a cornfield. Somewhere in Iowa, Dyersville, it's called.
Joey had his life savings and 8 months to see 162 games and all 30 major league ballparks. He didn't have much of a plan. Every few days, he'd sit down and map out where he wanted to go to next.
The one thing I missed the most whilst I was on the road was the ability to access a kettle. You know, because I drink tea every day. I am, you know, there are stereotypes of English people and I fall into many of them.
Did you ever, I had read that you worried you might have to sleep in the car at some point?
I did, Karen, yeah, I had to do that a couple of times. And the first time I did it, it was bonkers. I'd just driven from Montgomery, Alabama, the Biscuits, I think at the AA level. And I wanted to go there because I just like the name Biscuits. I wanted to get a t-shirt and I'm just a goof. So I drove 11 hours to get there. It got rained out. I was staying in a shoddy, dreadful hotel. It was depressing as hell. And then the next day I drove to the Braves and they'd been in touch to say, hey, Joey, like, you know, we heard you coming. Where are you staying tonight? And I said, oh, I'm not staying anywhere. I don't have anywhere to stay. It's too expensive.
The Braves head of marketing told Joey, no worries. You can stay at the team hotel for the night.
And he messaged me saying, it's all paid. You've just got to turn up. And then I got there and they said, hey, like, we need the credit card. So I was like, well, I don't have the credit card because the Braves paid for it. So they said, well, you're going to have to ring him and he's going to have to give us the number. And it was like 1 a.m. So I went and drove my car around to a skip in the back of this hotel.
Wait, what's a skip?
A skip's like one of those big things where you dump a load of rubbish that's really trash.
Oh, a dumpster. We would call it a dumpster.
Yeah, like a huge dumpster that you can actually like get in. I slept in the back of the car. I put the seats down and then had an anorak over my head. The worst thing, Karen, is just like as a 34-year-old man, having to urinate around the back of a skip at 1 a.m. after the Braves have done something very kind to you because you're too scared to ring up their head of marketing.
Joey made it through the night, and as it happens, he'd already been invited to stay at the home of a stranger the next day.
And when I arrived at his house, it was huge, and I asked him, I said, hey, what do? You've got a lovely house. He said, oh, I'm the vice president of the Atlanta Falcons. And I was like, is that the NBA team? He's like, no, the NFL team. I was like, oh, wow. You know, that's what made it so fun, was that you've got to have the rough with the smooth sometimes.
Well, I was going to ask you about the night you spent with the vice president of the Falcons, because it involves some baseball cards, right?
You have really done your research here, Karen.
I really
Jeez.
Have.
Wow. Yeah, Mike Egan. I hope Mike doesn't mind me saying his name. And Mindy, his wife, who is absolutely... Mindy gave me a kettle. I was staying above their garage. I drank so much tea whilst I was at their house. It was wonderful. But what was the question?
The baseball cards.
Sorry, I didn't carry away with the tea. Yeah, we went out and watched the Braves game. It was really short. It was over like 2 hours, 38 minutes or something. And we came home and I said to Mike, I was leaving the next day, and he'd mentioned that he had these baseball cards. So I said, oh, if it's not too late, go up to the attic and get your baseball cards out. So he ran upstairs and he came down with all these boxes and we were going through them. So I saw this Nolan Ryan rookie card. And because of the Texas Rangers games that I'd watched in Korea with Shin Soo Choo, even I knew about Nolan Ryan. So I was like, geez, a rookie card, that's going to be worth some money. So I Googled it, and yeah, it's worth $25,000, and it was in prime condition. And Mindy, his wife, came down, and this is about like 1 a.m, and like we're just making all this noise and whooping and, you know, being really excited kids, like looking at these cards in his kitchen. She's like, boys, you need to go to bed. Mike, you've got work at 6. But then Mike was like, no, Mindy, look what Joey's found. And she was like, boys, take as long as you want. There were people like Mindy and Mike, kind hearts everywhere I went.
So whenever Joey needed a ticket or a place to stay or a recommendation for where to eat, he'd just ask. I mean, I really feel like for me, that's the part of your story that I find so intriguing, is all the help that you found along the way and all the nice people, because I feel like we're pretty jaded right now as a country. Like, we're not necessarily feeling great about ourselves, but you seem to have had a really wonderful experience here.
I had a wonderful time every day, and that's not to downplay all the politics and things, but in this day and age, Karen, I think, you know, there's so much stuff online in particular that can divert and divide people. And I think, you know, baseball's something really important because it allows people to come together on an almost daily basis.
In June, Joey interrupted his road trip for a flight back home to see the Red Sox and the Yankees play in London. That's where his goal of 162 games and 30 ballparks hit a snag. Joey went out dancing with some friends.
And I just remember dancing and then waking up the next day and my wallet had just, it had gone.
It took 2 weeks for a new driver's license to arrive. When it did, Joey flew back to the U.S. and got back on the road. But that 162-game goal started looking less and less likely.
To begin with, I was desperately trying to find double headers, and I went to a college tournament where they had like 3 games on a day and stayed there for like 2.5 days just to try and rack up the numbers. But there came a point, Karen, where I just thought, this trip's been so much more than trying to get to 162 games. Maybe that number is just a silly number anyway.
So on October 1st, after visiting Toronto, his 30th major league ballpark, Joey Mellows arrived back home, 16 games shy of his goal. He'd get invited back to see a World Series game, bringing his total to 147. Now he's working to develop a podcast and is starting his own business, hoping to help grow interest in baseball in the UK.
I had saved up money and I'd planned to spend not all of it, and then I spent all of it. And I'm currently in a lot of debt, but every now and then people would come up to me at a ballpark and say, hey, like, we're really jealous of what you're doing. And I'd kind of look at them and, you know, they'd be with their partner and their children and they'd have a nice car and a home that they're going back to. And I kind of think to myself, geez, like, why are you jealous of me? You've got everything, really. I don't have anything. I don't have a mortgage or a car or a girl or anything like that. But I did have these 8 months on the road and, the opportunities that have come up since then, I could never have imagined. So sometimes I think you've just got to roll the dice and stop waiting for things. And, make things happen.
So, looking back, what did you learn from this whole journey? What do you take away from it?
I don't think I learned anything, really. I wish I had... I wish Karen had something deep and meaningful to kind of say, yeah, I found myself, whatever. But I was always a pretty happy guy. And at the end of the day, it's just an idiot watching baseball for a summer.
Maybe we don't need to learn something deep and meaningful from Joey Mellows' journey. Maybe it's enough to be reminded that baseball season is right around the corner. And when it arrives, we can go to the ballpark and sit in our seats and drink a beer and eat peanuts and talk to the people in the seats next to us, even if they don't support the same political candidates we do. And maybe for those next few hours, maybe it will all be okay.